This is the Jen Shepherd User Manual, a Stargate Atlantis fanfic written by Rhymer23 and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and contains zero pairings, thus, Jen. Congratulations on your purchase of your Jen Shepherd. Shepardus, no hanky-pankyus. Within 24 hours of purchase, you should put your shepherd next to a Rodney McKay, a Ronin, a Caldwell, a Lorne, some firefighters, etc., and look for signs of attraction. If you see any, then you have been supplied with a slash shepherd, Shepardus Manlovius, by mistake. You can swap him free of charge within 24 hours, but you will receive no compensation for damage done by or to your shepherd after that period has elapsed. To be especially sure, you should try your shepherd with a large range of possible mates, since many slash shepherds are of the OTP variety. Shepardus, one true life bonded Lovius, and remain unmoved in the presence of the wrong partner. After unwrapping, you should remove the proof of purchase tag from the back of his boxers. When you have three, you can exchange them for, well, you can't exchange them for anything, but we are sure you will enjoy the experience of removing it. Jen Shepherds come in many varieties, and it is not possible to tell which you have acquired until you take them out of the wrapping and watch their behavior. This adds a delightful element of surprise to shepherd ownership, and unwanted types can always be swapped in the online ship swapping community. Accommodation. Your shepherd is not fussy about habitat and is able to flourish well, whether in deserts or in polar climes. A spacious bachelor pad is his preferred housing choice, but he knows that this is too good to be true and will be content even with a small room. The most widely studied type of shepherd, Shepardus canonicus, is often to be found sleeping on a bed that is too short for him. It is not known whether this is a matter of preference or of necessity. Why not try your shepherd with a spacious king-sized bed and see if his little eyes light up? You could always volunteer to show it to him personally. Feeding. Your shepherd will be easygoing about food and is remarkably unfussy. He is fond of beer, but drinks it sparingly. When bugs are present, he might express a taste for medicinal alcohol and show an aversion to salt water. If you also own a Rodney McKay, care should be taken when feeding your shepherd citrus, though, since bad things can sometimes result. Experts speculate that the staple diet of wild and undomesticated shepherds is the lollipop, but this has not been confirmed. Recreation. Scientists speculate that the shepherd is distantly related to the hamster, since they show a similar fondness for going round in wheels. Ferris wheels, in the shepherd's case. However, even more than wheels, shepherds like to fly. If possible, try to ensure that your shepherd has a plane he can go up in most days. If the cost of this exceeds your budget, give him some paper and let him make paper planes. Or push him out of the trees and off cliffs every now and then. Shepherds are also fond of trying to blow themselves up with nuclear bombs while saving the world. Please do not encourage this behavior if you live in a built-up area. Compatibility. Your Jen Shepherd will get on well with many other pets, especially Rodney McKay's, Ronan's, or Taylor's. Care should be taken, though, if your McKay is of the Rodneus McShepius OTP variety, because this is a combination that leads only to heartache. Shepherds do not mix well with authority figures, any type of bug, Kolyas, Wraith Queens, or clowns. Frequently Asked Questions. Question. My shepherd has strange hair. I've spent a fortune at the hairdresser. I've bought expensive hair care products. I've worked my fingers to the bone trying to style it, and it just won't stay flat. Answer. Your shepherd's hair is supposed to look like that. This is one of the main distinguishing characteristics of a shepherd. Trying to change it is like buying a tiger and complaining that it has stripes. If you don't like it, you will just have to sell your shepherd on eBay to the countless of other people who appreciate the glory of the hair. Question. But my shepherd's hair can be styled. My shepherd has long golden locks. They look lovely. Answer. Your shepherd is clearly not a shepherd at all. Check his body. If he has curves, then you have, in fact, bought a Barbie with a shepherd mask on. Remember, a true shepherd cannot ever have anything other than spiky hair. Question. My shepherd keeps getting hurt. He trips over specks of dust and breaks his arm. He chokes on ice cream. Cute bunny rabbits keep getting the urge to tear his throat out. I arranged a birthday treat for him last week, and he came out of it with 4 broken ribs and a tube down his throat. How can I stop this from happening? Answer. Your shepherd is clearly of the all-wump, all-the-time variety. Shepardus oopsadaisius. This is standard behavior for this type of shepherd, and nothing can be done about it. You should, though, add an intubation kit and an infirmary blanket to your shepherd care supplies. If you wish, you can encourage these tendencies by planting subtle death traps behind the gentle facade of his home. Question. But won't the International Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Shepherds take action against me? I don't want to go to prison. Answer. There is no International Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Shepherds. There is, however, a Society for the Propagation of Shepwump. Make them your friends. Question. My shepherd is going around with a sword sticking out of his shoulder and his arm half off. But whenever I ask him if he's all right, he says he's good or fine. Also, whenever I try to repair him, he runs away. He's quite inventive in his methods of avoiding medical care. What can I do? Answer. Your shepherd must be of the type Shepardus Wumpus Fanficii. They do this. Get used to it. Question. My shepherd is looking quiet and mopey and grim, and I can't cheer him up. Answer. Do you have a Rodney McKay, a Ronan, a Taylor, or any member of the Atlantis military contingent? Have they recently suffered an injury? If so, you have yourself a Shepardus Leave No Man Behindius, who takes these things seriously. Your shepherd likes to protect people, so why not give him his own little job? Protecting your goldfish, for example. As long as the goldfish is safe, you will have a happy shepherd. Question. My shepherd's gone blue and scaly! Answer. Oh dear, you have a Shepardus bugifidus. Somebody has to. Question. And mine's gone all thin and gray and wrinkly! Answer. You have a Shepardus totifidius. Buy a wraith immediately, who, if given suitable incentive and some common ground, will help you transform him, like a caterpillar to a butterfly, into a Shepardus thuncus maximus. Question. My shepherd likes to be tied up. Answer. And you're complaining? Question. My shepherd's gone through a portal and... Answer. Stop right now. Call our 24-hour helpline now, or your shepherd will get wounded and healed off-camera and will get tempted by other women and will be in danger of turning into an irreversible case of Shepardus totifidius all in the blinking of an eye. Get him out now. Our trained operatives will help you. Question. My shepherd keeps on flirting with every woman in sight and wants to show them what this thing called love is. Answer. Your shepherd is no true shepherd. The so-called Shepardus Tiberius is now known to be mythical. If your shepherd claims to be such a species, he's a forgery. Return him now. Question. My shepherd appears to be trying to communicate with chairs and lampposts. Answer. You have Super ATA Gene Shepherd, Shepardus Lydopius. They are increasingly rare. Cherish him. If you have any further questions about the care and feeding of your shepherd, you can submit them via our forum. We hope you have many happy years with him. The end.